Listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Put this one in your calendar. The 29th of July in Busselton, the Chevron City to Surf is coming for active. And I've got a man that's heavily involved, Damien Martin from the Perth Wildcats. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I've actually only just had knee surgery, so I was about to say I'm excited for the runs. But I'll just be doing the 4 kilometre walk with my baby in a pram, my daughter. But no, look, it's a great day and one I'm very much looking forward to.
And a big fundraiser as well.
Yeah, it is. I'm a proud ambassador for the Active Foundation, who help people from across WA with disabilities, whether it's through employment or different things to do. But it's an amazing foundation, and this is obviously our biggest fundraising event of the calendar year, and it really is a calendar event for WA, you know, regardless of why you do it or who you might raise funds for. But it's the biggest community, you know, fun run throughout the state, and if you want to take it a bit more seriously, you definitely can with one of the longer distances, but you'll find me in a very slow, casual walk for 4 kilometres.
That's good. Everyone can run up and grab a selfie with you. These happen all over the state, Karratha, Geraldton, Albany as well. Which is the most scenic? Be honest. Is it Busselton? It has to be, surely.
Yeah, it is. You're in tough competition because all of the events take place along the coast, but Busselton, you know, walking past the jetty, it's picturesque. It's just a great way to start the Sunday. And obviously, I'm biased because I'm involved with the run, but the locations of each of the regionals and then finishing in the one here in Perth where you finish at City Beach, you couldn't have asked for better venues. So get on up on a Sunday morning, have a run or a walk along the coast, and like I said, Busselton is the most beautiful one you can be a part of.
Absolutely. Now, mate, what have you been up to in the off-season? You've been just rehabbing, just chilling?
Yeah, pretty much. I actually hurt my left ankle the third game of the season against Cairns. So my immediately following the season, after the Commonwealth Games, I went into a moon boot on my left foot, and then I had surgery on my right knee. So I haven't been a picture of health, but touch wood, the foot's out of the boot, and I'm back walking around now. So another few weeks, and I'll be on court shooting, running, and trying to prepare for another NBL season.
Absolutely. Do you watch a lot of basketball while you're sitting on the couch?
Yeah, I do. I love the game. So, you know, obviously with the NBA finals upon us, I've been glued to the TV. And what we're witnessing, I'm 33, so I'm a little too young to truly appreciate what Jordan did in the 80s and 90s. But what we're witnessing with LeBron James is just incredible. It's some of the best individual basketball I've ever seen. And the fact he actually is playing in another finals with the caliber of teammates, where he doesn't have the big two or the big three superstars like other teams do, it's just phenomenal.
Absolutely, he's a monster, and yeah, it's kind of special that we get to experience him in our generation. It's one of those things where I don't think we're truly going to appreciate it until, just like with Michael Jordan, it would, at the time, had passed them and go, oh, that's right, he was amazing.
He was pretty good. Well, I was actually hoping Boston would beat them because there's an Aussie, Aaron Baines, that suited up for the Boston Celtics, but his season has come to an end, so I might as well jump on the LeBron James bandwagon and hope they get a win.
Well, it's a very, very busy bandwagon to jump onto. As far as basketball goes in the States, have you had a chance to watch our Southwest Slammers at all?
Oh, I can't believe that's not what I went to straight away. Don't worry about LeBron James. It's all about the Slammers. So it's funny, I do keep a little bit of an eye on the SBL, and in particular now that Wildcats vice-captain Greg Hyer, his nickname for the Wildcats is the Mayor of Wanneroo, yet he's shooting up for Rockingham Flames this year. So we're trying to get it officially changed to the Mayor of Rockingham. But it's not the shortest commute. He lives up in Joondalup, and he drives about an hour and a half down to Rockingham for training.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on above his shoulders, but not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's doing it. They're doing well, and it means I keep an eye on all the SBL, including the Slammers.
And do you have any advice for the Slammers not doing too well this year?
Oh, look, it's all about the process. So if you have players buying into the coach's system, at least give it a try. If that doesn't work, then you can point the finger. But before then, you've really got to acknowledge what your problems are, address them, and give it a good crack, not just finger point without having to give it 100%.
Perfect. Then you can blame the coach. Sounds good. Damien Martin, thanks for the chat, mate.
Hopefully my coach isn't listening. It's got us not making the grand final, nothing to do with Graham. I'm going to save my job.
Not too late.
Cheers,
too late. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Michelle on the line, who was sadly sent home from MasterChef last night. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm good. I've done a count of my fingers and all 10 are accounted for, so that's good news.
Well, it's good that you still got some fingers left.
I know. What was I thinking, putting my hand in a food processor?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a no-no, but in saying that, I've done it. So you're
well,
in good company.
Saying that, I did have to follow everything that Gordon did, and he put his in, so I had to put mine in.
Yeah, this is the whole thing.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Chefs, I know chefs don't even use tongs. They just pick things up with their hands where they're cooking in pans and stuff. I don't know. Their hands know. Must be so thick with calluses by the end of their career.
I know. I think they've basically got like asbestos hands where they can just pick up anything. You know, they can burn them, cut them. They just don't even feel it.
Yeah, they don't. Now, that challenge last night, following Gordon Ramsay step by step, that is one hell of a challenge.
It's like following Usain Bolt. You've got no hope.
Yeah, it just turns around. Yeah, keep up, would you?
Keeping up with Usain Bolt.
I was very surprised. I didn't see Gordon Ramsay swear too much during last night's episode.
No F-bombs dropped, and actually incredibly caring, amazing mentor. Look, just an amazing time in the kitchen with him. I couldn't feel more blessed to have actually been able to spend that time. And although it didn't work out so well for me, I'm really grateful for the experience.
Now, you also got to hang out with Nigella. How was that?
Oh, I love Nigella. I really love Nigella. She just was so beautiful and really lovely, and she was amazing the way she would talk to us all and give us feedback on dishes. And, yeah, she's a really just a very giving person.
So what's the plan now?
The plan now is my website, mrswalsh.com, is going to go back live, and I'm putting a new section on Fast and Fancy, which I'm turning into a cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also cooking at a restaurant in East Sydney called Toto. So I'm doing a once-a-month special menu there. And then hopefully turning Fast and Fancy into a TV show. So lots of big plans for the next 12 months ahead.
That sounds great. And a question that I ask all the MasterChef contestants was, what were you eating while watching last night's episode? Because you kind of have to eat food while watching MasterChef, let's be honest.
I was eating an orange cake.
Did you bake that orange
random,
cake? That is a bit random. Did you make that cake?
No, I didn't. One of the other contestants did.
Oh, that's nice. Well, it sounds pretty good. Well, thanks for the chat today and good luck with your next step.
Thank you. Thanks.
You know country music, you know Amber Lawrence, and I've got her on the line. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing really well. We're really excited to get you here in the Southwest. It was for, I guess, happier reasons we're going to see you and, like, you know, celebrate all your music and whatnot. But since then, we've had this Margaret River tragedy occur, and you've decided to still come, which is great, obviously, but you're going to open up the doors for free, which is so nice.
Oh, well, it just seems so wrong to be really pushing our own interests and trying to get people to come to a show and fork out money when there's so much more going on in that community. So that was the, you know, the idea was, look, we don't want to be trying to spruik our show, but we don't want to just cancel it. So how about we make it free? And that way it can be more about the community night. And music is often a good healer and makes you feel good, so you know people can come without kind of having to prepare too much. They just need to turn up on the night and just enjoy some music from myself and Travis Collins.
Absolutely, yeah. Travis is going to be there as well. Where were you when you did hear about this news out of Margaret River?
Well, I think I was just in Sydney, and which is my home, and you know, breaking news on the TV, obviously first, and then you look into it further, and for me it was right at the top of my mind because I knew I was heading there within about 2 weeks. So Margaret River had been on my mind for weeks and weeks, knowing that I was doing a show there. So when you hear that, then you just, you know, you're really, really kind of, I guess more interested in what and how and why, and just the sadness about it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's something that here in the Southwest we're all feeling. And we knew that the rest of the country was kind of looking as well. But it's so great that you're putting this concert on for free. And really good that all the crew that I imagine would normally get paid and all that sort of stuff is helping you put it on as well.
Yeah. Everyone's donating their time. And we're all flying over from Sydney that day and then driving down. I really feel that there'll be a nice... obviously it's going to have that undertone of sadness and shock in the room, but our job will be to play the right tunes to just kind of lift the mood a little bit. And Are You Okay are actually going to be there offering support on the night, as well. So if you find that you're kind of not really coping and you haven't had the chance to really find a way to talk about it, then there are people that are just neutral from the Are You OK organisation that'll be there. So, not far away now.
Absolutely. I understand that you and Travis Collins are quite heavily involved in quite a number of charities.
Yeah, Travis is an ambassador for Are You OK Day, which is mental health, and I'm an ambassador for the Defence Care Organisation, which deals with mental health of our Defence Force personnel. So, and I've released a few songs over the years that kind of touch on that stuff, again, as has Travis. So, it definitely is something we're very passionate about in terms of reaching out to people when they don't really know what else they can do.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming. We're excited to have you here in the Southwest, and giving up your time and putting this concert on for free is just such a huge gesture, and we do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and we are really looking forward to seeing everyone Thursday night at the Settlers. So please come along. It is free, and we promise some great tunes and a nice warm evening.
Absolutely. If people want more information, they go to amberlawrence.com.au. Thanks for the chat today.
Thank you.
Chatting to a great artist, Helen Seaver. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Now, you've got this exhibition. It just opened up over the weekend. Are we there yet? What can we see in it?
15 years of my arts practice.
Now, talk me through your art, because it's a little different, isn't it?
I guess so. All original art, anyway, is quite different from any other. That's what makes it original art, I guess.
That's very true.
Yeah. I like to work with different sorts of materials, found materials, things that I have found in the goldfields, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I love these materials because they talk about the history of the area. They talk about the people who live there. They talk about the hardships. They talk about all aspects of people's lives. I find this a really interesting history. My great-great-grandmother was the first non-Indigenous woman born in Western Australia. So I kind of think I have some kind of link to those other stories, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just looking at it. Are you welding it all together? How are you putting this together?
Yep, I'm a welder.
Love it.
Yep.
When did you start welding?
I only started welding about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So I'm 69 now.
Yeah, okay.
And, it's kind of cool to learn new skills when you're at an age where most people are slowing down. I seem to be fasting up.
Absolutely. It's good knowing welding. You can just fix the car up as well when you're done. You do a bit of art, then fix the car.
I could. I fixed our trailer.
There you go. I love it. That is great. Now, how many pieces do you have on in the exhibition at the moment?
Oh, there's a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of them are small, some of them are big. I think there's about 170 altogether.
Wow. That's quite a lot to be seen. It's running all the way until the 26th of August. People can get along and check it out. Thanks so much for the chat today.
My pleasure.
Helen Seaver there. Make sure you get along to it at the Bunbury Regional Art Gallery welding. Wow. I'm in the studio with me. Hello, Renee.
Yeah, good morning, Alan. Morning, Southwest.
You're about to head out for the street patrol.
Yep, I certainly am.
Any clues of where you're going to be today?
No.
There we go. Perfect. Love it. Hey, the reason why I've let you before you ran away and went and did your actual job, I want to talk to you about this. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a tattoo parlour in Bunbury that are offering tattoos in the most unique way I've ever seen. You know, gumball dispensers. And you'll put a buck in, you don't know which one's going to come out of the machine. They're doing the exact same things with tattoos. You pay $100 and then you get a random tattoo. And then you obviously get it tattooed to you. You pay $20 after that if you want to redo, in case you get something really horrible. And then they'll tattoo it to you.
I'm terrified, but I love it.
Yep.
Are you going to do it?
I wouldn't do it. I do have a tattoo, but it's a bit more meaningful than I was chatting to one of the announcers here, and he was saying that the one person got a burger. So I don't think I want
totally
a burger tattoo.
I wouldn't hate that though. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't hate anything because you can pretty much relate to anything in life.
I'd love to rig the machine, Renee, and like you do it, and then it comes out with like an Alan is awesome tattoo.
Hashtag Team Alan.
Yeah,
we're all
sure.
Team Alan here at Triple M.
Well, something like that, you know. But you can do it right here in Bunbury if you can.
I'd get Cliff Reeve's face if it came to it.
Cliff Reeve's face?
Yeah, I'd I'd do it.
You say that. Be careful. Cliff Reeve will actually hold you to that. Be very, very careful, Renee. We will see you, speak to you a little bit later on in the Street Patrol. But in the meantime, no tattoo for you.
No tattoo for me. Thank you.
Cliff Reeve stars. Why would you want it? Hey, Neil Diamond's up for you very, very soon. Don't go anywhere.